Welcome to Lesson 18. Today we're going to be looking at the permanent missions to the United Nations in order to understand the diplomatic responsibilities and roles of the permanent missions. Why is this important? The better that you understand the mindset of the people that you're dealing with, the specific pressures that they perhaps are exposed to, the responsibilities that they feel in particular, their world, and this one is not, we're not looking at it from the perspective of the diplomat as an individual, but the diplomat in light of his diplomatic role mandated or given to him by his country. With this kind of background information and better understanding of diplomats, you can better figure out how to develop your strategies of influence. Part of your effectiveness will be tied, of course, very much to your own clarity of your goals and your NGO's specific agendas. But next, it will be tied to the strategies that you develop based on your understanding of the stakeholders, both, again, as individuals, but also very much in terms of their positions, their roles, and their responsibilities. So here we're working to dig into the stakeholders, in particular the members of the United Nations, which are the member states, the diplomatic missions, or permanent missions to the United Nations. Now, to begin, what we want to do is make a few distinctions here and clarify just a couple of terms and uses of words. What is the difference between a mission, an embassy, and a consulate? Perhaps you're perfectly clear on all of these. Perhaps it'll help just to differentiate a little bit here. So here we go. Diplomatic missions are groups of people that come from one state or intergovernmental organization and go to or attend or participate in certain diplomatic missions or work in another state or to another organization. And at that other organization or in the other state, they are representing the sending state. So it is one of the ways that the agendas of a particular country can be fulfilled through some kind of diplomatic strategy in another country or in relationship to an international organization of some kind. Now, a permanent diplomatic mission, as distinct from a diplomatic delegation, is usually called an embassy. And I want to clarify this here, that an embassy, in fact, refers to a diplomatic mission. It's not the building. The building itself is the chancery. I know many times I've often tended to think that I'm going to go to the embassy, and when I said that, in my mind, I was envisioning the building in a specific location, perhaps on Pennsylvania Avenue or something in Washington, D.C., or on one of the avenues in New York City. But in fact, the embassy is the diplomatic mission. Now, a diplomatic mission can be referred to as a consulate when the diplomatic office is actually addressing individual persons or business concerns in a country. So, for example, in New York City, you've got consulates and missions to the United Nations. They're usually, but not always, usually in separate buildings, and they have very distinct activities and work. Some countries have very large buildings, or quite large buildings, and somewhere within that building they will have the mission to the United Nations, they will have their consulate and their passport section and their trade relations section.